Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Nobody on this radio show picked Toronto.
You came in 3 hours early today to tell Rob G to help him dig in the crates.
Rob G was out here 3 hours early.
And find this microwave take. You tweeted out something I saw on Instagram. Not tweeted, but sent out something on Instagram about sticking, the importance of sticking to your guns and all that stuff.
You mean not being a flip-flopper?
Not being a flip-flopper. I'm not a flip-flopper. If I was a flip-flopper, I'd come in here and say I really thought Toronto was going to win. I picked Milwaukee before the series, and they lost, and I can handle it. If I had said I was moving to Mexico, Rob, I would have moved to Mexico.
Why you keep bringing that up? That's all over. We're talking about here and now.
I'm just saying.
You're the basketball expert.
About sticking to guns.
You're the basketball expert. You had OKC going to the Western Conference Finals. That didn't happen.
You had Brooklyn.
You had freaking Brooklyn doing damage. Let me do damage to you.
You had Denver in the Western Conference Finals.
Let me tell you.
No, you're bringing stuff up.
I'm just trying to tell you. You're the NBA expert. All I know is, thank you. When we go back to this microwave
take. You're the NBA expert.
I want you to listen to the predictions that Chris made. They were just all over the place, wild. It was like he had never watched an NBA game before.
Stop it.
LeBron's the MVP, the Lakers to the Western Conference Finals.
Oh, I didn't say all that.
I was just like, whatever.
Oh, you act like your microwave take, your picks were all on point.
This is so good. I mean, Rob G already sent it out for a possible award in radio business. I mean, that's how good. They're like, did Rob have a crystal ball?
All right, let's see. If it was that good. Go ahead, Rob G.
Time to reheat an old hot take that's gone cold.
Hot on the outside, icicle in the middle.
It's Microwave Take with the Odd Couple.
Of course, I believe the Warriors are going to win the championship again, and I think they will face the Toronto Raptors.
Wow, okay.
I think everybody's got either Philadelphia or
Boston.
Boston.
Hold on, where's the rest of it?
That was from October. And that was from October.
Where's his pick of Colin Sexton as Rookie of the Year? You didn't play all that.
Well, wait a minute.
You even know what team he plays on?
Yes, I do.
Who?
Cleveland.
What position?
We're not even talking about
center.
That. Stop. We're not even talking about that. Just don't be.
That was. Let me give you your props.
You got your panties in a bunch because I got it.
Let me give you a prop.
That's all.
That was in October.
That was in October.
But here's the thing. Now let me get you on the record.
No, here we don't have.
Let me get you on
time
the
for that.
You
yet.
Don't. No, no. You don't flip flop, right?
No, I'm not a flip flop.
Okay. Who you picking? Who's winning the finals this year?
I got to go with the Toronto Raptors in six
wait, wait,
games.
Wait, wait, wait. Didn't you just say Golden State over Toronto?
They're missing the best player in the world, and I'm not picking them without it. You ready for this?
Wait, wait, wait.
Hear me out, Chris Broussard. No KD, no title. That's what we have for the next six or seven games. No KD, no title. And I'm not going to sit here and hold to a pick when the best player on the planet is not going to play.
Okay, let me
I don't believe
him.
He's going to play. I'm going to go
does?
With the new king.
What if he
which
comes
is Kawhi
back?
Leonard. I'm picking the Raptors and
okay.
I'm sticking with them.
Okay.
I'm not going to flip-flop.
Okay, so if KD comes back, if you and I bet, we betting on this?
Yeah, we could bet on this right now. I got
you got
the
Toronto.
I mean, I got Toronto. You got the Warriors.
I got the Warriors.
Period.
Now, I got the Warriors, KD or not. If KD comes back.
Now, Rob G, is this the
KD
same guy?
If KD comes back. Yeah, now, I'm asking you.
Now,
is
wait.
The bet, hold on. Is the bet still on if KD comes back?
Of course it is because that's how
oh,
you
really?
Bet.
Oh, but when, see?
But
he
when it came,
he doesn't
no,
mean it.
I
he
do
doesn't
mean it.
Mean
I do
it's
mean
on.
It. Yes, it is on, no matter
see,
what.
You're just saying that because you want to
no.
box me into a corner so
no,
I can buy you some Jordan.
I want my
you
Jordan. Because you know it. When it came time for it, the other way around, Chris was like, well, but if he gets hurt, you know the bet's off. No.
I understand.
I said that the Lakers wouldn't make the playoffs, Rob G. Am I right?
That was
I
a
was
flip-flop right there.
No, it wasn't.
Because you predicted before the season
no.
began. What was your prediction before the season?
When I watched that team.
Seventh? No. What was your
no.
prediction before the season?
That ain't no
seventh
flip-flop.
Seventh or eighth seed.
No, but when it
so
was.
So don't get up here on your high horse, mister. I don't flip-flop.
I don't flip-flop.
When I got two cases of you flip-flopping without even thinking about it.
All I know is. If
I didn't even have to remember. I didn't even have to search for those.
If KD comes back. You got the Warriors regardless. I'm telling you that the Raptors are going to win. I got the Raptors in six games. I'm picking the Raptors. Kawhi
why?
Is the reason why. And if you see
that's
what,
it?
Yep, what they were able to do against Giannis, who was almost unstoppable in the playoffs, can we rewind a week ago when everybody was fawning all over, including Chris Broussard, about Giannis?
Who was I fawning over
oh,
Giannis?
Giannis. Oh, this is going to be a dynasty in Milwaukee. Look at Giannis.
I
the
didn't
Greek
say those
freak.
Words. He those turned words in, never left my mouth.
The Greek freak turned into a Greek yogurt. That's how you want to talk about soft and nasty and ushy. That was
see
Giannis.
How late that. I don't even, what was that? Wasn't even a rim shot. That was just you. Just got a little hit on the drum
you
on the
gave,
cymbal.
You could have gave.
He just hit on the cymbal. Let me hear that again. Oh, it wasn't. Oh, you
that's
did
the
do
rim
a rim shot.
Shot. I'm just,
I just
telling
heard the
you.
Cymbal.
Right here, right now, that team is better than people think they are. Even with Lowry's come to play, I love what they were able to do. They were down in a 2-0 hole. People were like, weren't they down to Orlando? And they were down to Philadelphia. They've been down the entire NBA playoffs. And they're going to the finals. They have the constitution. They have the they have the grit. They have the know-how. They have the heart of living in Canada with the cold weather. They have it all.
So now Canadians are tough.
Canadians. Remember when the Blue Jays won back-to-back championships? You can win in Canada. And here it is. It was the best thing that the Raptors ever did. These dinosaurs are unbelievable. That's what they are. I can't even
I don't
find the right
you.
Word.
I'm you can't find
in.
The right word
I'm
because it's
in.
Not coming from the heart.
I'm all
this
in.
This is an act, folks.
I'm all
this
in.
This is an act.
fact. I'm telling
this
you.
This is about radio. You do not believe in your heart of hearts. You've been saying forever, Golden State over Toronto. Not, then all of a sudden you come in today talking about, I'm going with Toronto.
With no KG.
You're trying to make good radio. You're not speaking from the heart. You're stuck. You're at a loss for words.
With no KG, I'm not buying Golden State.
Hit it, Chris.
The last time.
You just want to be starting something. That's all. You just want to be starting something.
Hey, MJ.
Tell him, Mike. That's it.
It has nothing to do with that.
You're up to mischief. You're up to nonsense.
I believe in Toronto, and Kawhi is the reason why. All of you people out there who are discounting them, saying they're going to get swept and they don't belong in the NBA Finals, you haven't watched this team. They will beat Steph Curry. The last time we saw Steph Curry in the NBA Finals, he was choking down a 3-1 lead. KD wasn't there. That's the last time I saw Steph Curry.
I thought Steph played the last 2 years. I thought Steph played the last two finals.
Without KD, KD was the one who won no championship.
Without
KD, they wouldn't have won the last 2 years. About KD.
Here's Steph Curry's finals average. For all those out there who like to say.
I don't
want to
hear any of that.
Who like to say, yeah, you sure don't, because they facts. He averages 27
Nobody
points a
faxes
game
anymore.
In the finals. 27! That's higher than his regular season average.
They're not high impact points.
Oh, really? How about that 37 in game 5 of 2015? That was high impact. How about it when he almost averaged a triple-double a few years ago in the finals? That was high impact.
Almost. Woulda, shoulda, coulda. Is you still talking about that? All I'm telling
you is...
All
right, let me give y'all the real prediction. Warriors in 6. They split in Toronto. Warriors sweep in Oakland. Toronto takes game 5. And then Golden State knocks them out in 6. That's the real prediction. That's truth. That's from the heart. That's from the mind. That's from analysis.
Your
that's
basketball.
That's from film study.
I don't.
That's not coming in here.
I don't count
that's
your.
That's not coming up in
I
here.
I don't count your basketball.
A
I don't count your basketball
to,
analysis.
To start something.
Because you picked OKC going to the Western
and you
Conference.
Denver.
You picked
and you picked
LeBron
Denver.
James to win the MVP. And
who'd you pick?
And you picked Milwaukee.
Who'd you pick for the MVP?
Out of Giannis
James
is the greatest.
Harden right now.
And when Giannis doesn't win the MVP, that'll be another one you got wrong. I'm not buying Chris Broussard's
really?
An NBA analysis.
He is going to.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not an NBA
I'm
analysis.
Not. I said I'm not your NBA analysis.
I'm not an NBA analysis. You're absolutely right about
I'm
that.
I'm not buying your analysis work.
Yeah, all right.
Done.
All right. So you picked James
Harden. I've been
Harden.
Covering this league since 1987.
You said.
Don't let Chris fool you. He just because he was on TV for a cup of coffee and a sweet roll. I've been on this league forever. That's right.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And obviously some sad news today. It was the news of the day. Bill Buckner died at 69 years old after battling dementia. And we've talked about it briefly last hour. I was surprised when I read, you know, the stories that he was only a one-time All-Star, because I was a kid. Well, I was a kid and teenager during his playing career, and I remember him as a star.
Right, he was a good player.
I thought, not a superstar, but I thought of him as a star player, and rightly so, Rob. Only five players had a 300 or above batting average from 1972 to 1982.
Think about that. That's a 10-year stretch.
The 10-year stretch. That's five players, and I'm going to give you a few of the names. Rod Carew, who arguably—
Hall of Fame, great hitter.
No, like you could make a case—
One of the best hitters
of all time. Like yes. Top five, top 10 hitters of all time. Al Oliver, well, Carew between that 10, we're going to play all something right with you. What do you think his average was in those 10 years, Rod Carew?
Rod Carew, I say batted 340. Was that what
you
it was?
You saw the email.
No, I did not see really? It. I just guessed.
340, that's a good guess.
No, he was a hell of a hitter. Seriously.
I think you're pulling my leg.
Nah, no. I wouldn't do that.
But you're right. He was always up around there.
He was always in the batting,
leading the league.
Nah, yeah, he was a great
hitter. That's a good call. Al Oliver, that one surprised me, but Al Oliver, what you think?
I say 328.
312.
Okay.
312. Pete Rose, not surprising.
305.
308. That's a good guess.
Yep.
Steve Garvey.
That's a little
for
surprising,
his power,
right?
But, yeah.
So I say Steve Garvey, 301.
304. He had forearms like people's thighs.
Oh, yeah. Because he's not a tall guy when you see him. I still see him at Dodger Stadium when I go.
Yeah, his forearms were huge. And Bill Buckner is the fifth.
300?
300.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah. That shows you how great he was. Only 65 players in the history of baseball had more hits than Bill Buckner. That's what I'm saying. I was amazed this guy was only a one-time All-Star.
And that was back in 1981, you know, like a while back.
Yeah.
But he played a long time, 22 years in baseball, 2,700 hits. But this is the thing today, and I get it. I do. All the stories, everything, saying, you know, you don't want to judge the guy off of one play. You know, like, that shouldn't define who he is. And I get that. And I... It would be great if we lived in that world and you couldn't.
Ideally, that would be the way.
Am I right, Chris? Ideally.
No,
with all respect. But there's no way you can't look at Bill Buckner and think about it. That's how much that play, it's one of the, now it wasn't a positive play. It was great for the Mets because that kept them alive in Game 6 of the World Series. Bill Buckner did not lose that World Series on that by himself.
Well, it was 1986 World Series.
Mets and the Red Sox.
Game 6.
At Shea Stadium in New York.
Red Sox up 3-2. Red Sox up 5-3. Well, they were up in the 10th inning. It was extra innings. And they had gone up 5-3.
And they had had,
and
what you
the
call
Mets
it?
Mets came
Mets
back.
Mets had two outs and nobody on and were able to get hits, three straight hits. And then here's the play that I understand why friends of Bill Buckner's family and people don't want him to be painted for this. Because he was a really good baseball player.
As we know,
and Vin Scully was on the call for NBC.
Here it is.
3-2 to Mookie Wilson. Little roller up along first. Behind the bag. It gets through Buckner. Here comes Knight and the Mets win it.
Listen to the roar of the crowd. That is one of those moments that people will never forget because you never see on that kind of stage. Remember, it wasn't a hard hit ball or whatever.
It was a slow roller.
That went through his legs. Mookie Wilson was the batter who had speed, so he took his eyes off the ball for 1 second to look at first base to see where Mookie was, and the ball goes through his legs.
I remember it was such
was
a big moment.
Game.
I remember where I was.
You do?
I was a freshman in college, up in the dorms, the football dorm, watching the game with some other athletes. And I liked the Red Sox. I wasn't a diehard Red Sox fan, but I had grown up loving Carl Yastrzemski, Jim Rice, Carlton Fisk.
They had a lot of great players. Right.
So I was excited that they were going to win
the World Series.
Finally. First World Series since 1918. And I remember vividly everybody being like, what?
Because it was so crazy. And I was at the game. So let me tell you how I got to the game.
So were you covering it?
No, I had covered, I think, the night before, whatever. Like I was doing sidebars for the Daily News.
Okay.
I was 22 years old. I started that job in May. So here it is October, and they go to me, we want to go to the World Series, get one of the games. I'm like, are you crazy? Of course I want to go. So I'm all thrilled. And the Sunday Sports Center, now they originally gave me Game 7 tickets. Right?
Right.
So the sports editor, the Sunday sports editor, comes out into the main sports area and starts to go off. How did this kid get Game 7 tickets? He just got it. I'm sitting right there. I'm like, I don't even know what to say. He's talking to the boss.
About you.
About me, and I'm sitting right there in front of him. So he's like mad that I have Game 7 tickets to the World Series. So I say, Mike. He had Game 6, Mike, the Sunday Sports Editor.
Okay.
So I had Game 7. I said, Mike, I'll swap. Do this. I don't want any issues. I will definitely give you my Game 7 tickets for Game 6. I just want to go to a game. I'm good. One game, I'm good. And so I wound up at Game 6, one of the most.
So yeah, as a fan, you were sitting in the stands.
I was in the stands, and my godfather, Mr. Kemper, may rest in peace. He never asked me for anything. Like he was a big sports fan, like for tickets to go to game. That was the game. He said, I've never been to a baseball playoff game in all my life in New York. I would love to go. So that was the game. So I was like, absolutely, because my best friend's the biggest Mets fan. I was like,
grew up a Mets fan, right?
Yes. I grew up in Queens, Shea Stadium. This was a big deal.
So what was your, you know, when you saw the play?
I couldn't believe it was like one of the most unbelievable things.
Were you cheering? Were you in fan mode?
I was still like in the middle because I had just started at the paper. The night before, I'm in the press box not cheering anything. So I was like in the middle. I was happy to see my godfather, really happy, and the people in the crowd. It was awesome. But I really didn't partake. I decided to myself, I'm a sports writer now. I'm a professional. But I think for a lot of people on Twitter and everybody saying, well, don't judge them. I understand. Don't judge him.
Well, you shouldn't, right? He should not be judged. We just read his numbers. And here's another thing. From 1969 onward, okay, the only player with a lower strikeout rate than Bill Buckner, take a guess, from 1969 onward.
1969 onward, lower. Tony Gwynn?
Tony Gwynn.
There Dude, you know go. I know baseball.
I know. You're getting
now,
lucky.
Now, then here's
I'm starting to think Rob G sent these to you,
I
too.
Didn't see this. but I want to now Rob
Now, here's G. one last thing. In the 70s and 80s, oh, wow. Only Pete Rose had more hits than Buckner.
No, he was.
How was he only? Again, I followed him. I thought of him as a star. I didn't know all these numbers. How in the world was he only a one-time All-Star?
I don't get that either. Not that I think about it, but a lot of great players play first base. So you know what I mean. Like that's Pete Rose played first base in the National League.
Yeah.
So that would block him. Yep. Do you see what I'm saying? Yep. Like right there. But hey,
Garvey.
Steve DeSega should jump in. The other guys are too young. Rob G. And Chris wasn't
He's
alive.
He's out of this conversation.
You guys were all young. Steve DeSager.
USC Chris. DeSager's the only one.
Yeah, Steve. The other thing, Steven, help me if I'm on this story.
Yeah.
But all year, John McNamara was the manager of the Red Sox.
Yeah.
And he used to bring in Dave Stapleton as a defensive replacement. That was the only game he didn't do it because he wanted Buckner to jump around.
To celebrate.
Am I right, Steve?
Now, Buckner was the starter the year before and that year. He was 100 RBIs in both years. So the fact that he was brought in as a defensive replacement, that alone is different than what he had been for the Red Sox since he came to Boston, essentially.
Right. But that was what about that moment?
So you feel like
it was
McNamara
a Saturday night. I was at my folks' house.
Brought him in.
Oh, huge second guessing for that one.
Yeah, because he had done it all year. Dave Stapleton was there for that. And my only thing,
I can't fault McNamara. It was a slow roller, as we said. You got to Buckner could make that play.
I agree with the ball, but. If you would, there's a reason you were taking him out, right, Steve? He had the gimpy leg.
Yes, and he always ran gimpy.
He had a gimpy leg.
The Dodgers, the first team of his career.
Right.
Bill Buckner was a first baseman, I will say. He did, as we brought up last hour, he did play some outfield because the Dodgers eventually got Steve Garvey at first base. But even in this World Series, Bill Buckner was playing first base.
Yeah, I'm with you, right? Like, you shouldn't judge him on that. But there's just no denying that that's the first thing that it's unfortunate.
That's correct.
That's the first thing that comes to mind.
I mean, but people
right.
would
it's
say
the first thing that comes to mind.
You shouldn't look at that play. I mean, I'm like, dude, that's one of the most.
Well, and because it wasn't the Yankee first baseman that blew it, and they'll just be back in the postseason next year. The Boston Red Sox hadn't won it all for decades. It was, I know people today don't realize this with all the winning
the Red
Boston
Sox
sports
used to be
teams.
Bad, right?
They were not just bad, they were cursed.
People
thought there was something to it. It was like, you know, the thing we saw with the Cubs until a few years that they just, people assumed this ain't going to happen in my lifetime.
Right.
And here, they had actually named the World Series MVP. It had already been voted on. That's how close the Red Sox were to clinching in Game 6.
Not only that,
Bruce Hurst was going to win it.
They also flashed on the Jumbotron in
congratulations.
Congratulations to the Red Sox for winning the World 1986 World Series.
In the Mets Park.
Yes, right. That actually flashed up there. That's how everybody thought it was done.
Roger Clemens was the starter. Remember, they showed Clemens in the bullpen, and he's celebrating with his buddies.
They were high-fiving.
The closest thing, Rob, that I can think compared to it.
Miami.
No. Well, that's a good comparison. I was thinking in a different situation. But that's a good one.
Remember, they brought out the chains and everything?
It was over. Yeah, yeah. Charles Smith.
Oh yeah,
in the NBA with the Knicks. In this,
he'll never be able to shake that.
As good, he had some really good years.
That's a good one.
But the first thing you think of,
John Starks, the same.
When you, Starks is but Charles, like that's the first thing.
If Charles makes that bucket, the Knicks probably would have. I'm just saying, probably would have knocked Jordan off on that one.
Yeah, and it's just how one negative play.
Sticks with you.
Define your whole career.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone?
Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
He is from NBA TV Canada and also the official host. You've seen it on TV.
Oh, Canada.
All the games, those thousands of fans out there going crazy. I think it's awesome. It's called Jurassic Park, and he is the host of it, Akil Augustine. Akil, what's happening, man?
What up?
It's great to have you on, man. We're excited about this.
It's an honor to get an opportunity to speak with the man that thinks I'm soft because of the country I come from.
I knew it was coming.
And you deserve it, Chris. You're
going
to call a whole country soft?
Akil.
My goodness.
I had to tell Rachel this on Lock It In, and I'm going to tell you. I've said it. Y'all didn't get the message up there. It was motivation. I said it during the Philadelphia series. I don't remember what game. Since then, y'all picked it up and been balling.
So wait a minute,
you should be thanking me, Akil.
So it was motivation, but you picked Milwaukee.
Here's the deal, though. I like seeing teams play to their potential, and y'all weren't doing it. So I had to motivate y'all because I know Kawhi and Kyle aren't soft, nor is Serge.
You're either a master motivator or a master manipulator. One of the two.
The first.
Okay. The latter. The latter. I work with him every day. The latter.
All right. I'm not even going to tell you. As he's making that comment, what he's looking at on his phone. All right, Akil. So, look, man, just first of all, congratulations. It's a great moment for the Toronto Raptors, the city, I assume even the whole country. So how big is this for the people in Toronto who've obviously never won a championship or even been to the finals?
Well, I think I got to contextualize it for you a bit. So Canada's a great nation. It's existed a long time. And Toronto's a big city. But Toronto's changed tremendously since I got here from Brooklyn, New York.
And so are you from Canada?
I was born in Trinidad, and my family lives in Brooklyn, but I spent the last 20-plus years in Toronto.
Okay.
But I'll say this. This is an immigrant city. This city has changed tremendously with immigration. And so one of the things about Toronto you need to understand is this is a hockey country. So a lot of the basketball fans 24 years ago when the Toronto Raptors got a team have always felt slighted, jaded, like the little brother. We would have to wait for Winnipeg Jets highlights before we could even see what happened with the Raptors on our version of SportsCenter. Sponsors didn't readily jump onto the Raptors bandwagon. So what you saw on Saturday night with, you know, like almost a parade level of enthusiasm on the streets of downtown Toronto was a lot of bottled up emotion from a group of people. If you look at the faces, it wasn't, you know, I know how American cities work, but in Toronto it was Sri Lankan, it was Irish, it was Jamaican, it was Portuguese, it was Taiwanese, it was South Korean. Like, there's a lot of immigrants who identify with the game of basketball in this country who can't afford to play games like hockey. And so for us, and also knowing everything we've gone through with the Brooklyn series, with the Washington series, with Paul Pierce, with you, Chris, it's just a lot of chips on the shoulders falling off. And now we know that the opponent is the Golden State Warriors, possibly the greatest collection of talent we've ever seen. Five dream Team USA players in the starting lineup if they're healthy. But for us, it was just a moment where you guys had to put some respect on our name. And even the other Canadians, the hockey teams, the baseball teams, they had to recognize that basketball is what makes Toronto different from the rest of the country and that we're here now and we're legitimate.
I feel you, man, because the fans came at me hard when I said that comment. I was like, yo, like, it was a joke.
You thought Canada was a pushover.
They didn't act soft. All right, here we go. It's the Odd Couple. We're joined by Akil Augustine. Am I saying that right, your last name, Akil?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Akil Augustine, host of NBA TV Canada and the MC, the hype man, the host of Jurassic Park.
Kawhi Leonard, tell me about Kawhi and what he's done. I know a lot of people, some people thought, well, Toronto's crazy. Why would they give up anything for him? He's not going to stay there. But I love what they did, that they decided to go for it, and now they're in position to where they could win. What's the reaction to Kawhi? I know people are offering him everything, a penthouse apartment, free food, everything.
Yeah. So the campaign is called Kawhi and Dine. You can put a sticker on the front of your establishment, and that establishment guarantees that Kawhi Leonard can come to that establishment, use your wares, and eat your food or whatever it is for free, for life. So that's the campaign we got going on down here. But the reaction initially, you guys got to understand, was hurt. Because, again, I talk about us being a jaded bunch, and you are right, Chris, that we reacted, you know, very sensitively to you calling us soft. It's not because we're soft, but we're sick and tired of the narrative that exists. And I think DeMar DeRozan was kind of the first guy to pick us. He chose in free agency to stay. He made a decision to have his kids here and to really embrace Toronto and Canada and champion this organization. And so initially there was a lot of backlash for it. Myself being a real basketball guy, I consider myself, I already knew what we were getting in Kawhi Leonard. I knew that we were getting potentially a top five talent, if healthy. So I had no problem with the move, despite DeMar being a good friend and someone who's helped me professionally in my lifetime. But I knew that this team that we already had reached its ceiling. We had seen too many instances of repeat offenses in the playoffs, of not being able to create a shot, of not having a guy you could turn to when the moment's tough. Now, what Kawhi has done has superseded all expectations, because I'm not sure that there's another player on the planet that can carry the load here in Toronto like he has. He's managed the questions about his free agency perfectly. He's managed his brand perfectly. New Balance is one of the hottest brands in Toronto right now. It's crazy because he signed New Balance. He couldn't move units with Jordan Brand in America, but all of a sudden, issued him $1,000 in Canada with New Balance. So it's crazy. So he's done a great job. And I think his game, like, I don't think anyone knew he was this good. I'm not sure, like, anyone, including Greg Popovich, knew he was this good. A lot of times people talked about him and said he's a system player because we know about the theories behind how San Antonio conducts his business. But it looks like someone's taken the shackles off of him, and he's far superior to any system you can put him in. So the city's completely 100% behind him. Some people have forgotten the name DeRozan. Some people have forgotten the name Carter because he erased that Game 7 in Philadelphia, getting your diploma moment with an even better moment called the shot. So, I mean, the energy down here is ridiculous. We're having a good time, and the weather's finally good, too, so we're going to use that for free agency.
Akil, obviously everybody's wondering, you know, what Kawhi's going to do in free agency. Let me ask you this. I feel like if you guys win the championship this year, even if Kawhi leaves, he'll be beloved in Toronto. First of all, comment on that. And secondly, if you don't win the finals, whether it's, you know, it not close, whether it's a seven-game series, nail-biter, very close, if he leaves and you don't win it, will he still be beloved there if he leaves, or you think people will really be down on him?
Okay, so great question, and I'm answering like this. We're the 180 of Philly, so you're hitting the nail on the head. We are a team that's going to bully anybody who comes in our building. We aren't fan base like that. If you do something for us, we will love you forever. Jonas Valanciunas came back this playoff. We had Bismack Biyombo courtside with Kyle Kidd. Once you become a part of the Raptor family, you're a part of that Raptor family. It's a very different feeling than any other organization. I had the opportunity 6 years ago to be invited to be part of the Summer League environment, and we've been doing it for six straight years. What Masai's done there with Fred VanVleet, with Pascal Siakam, with Lee Acapurto, with Nick Nurse, with Patrick Mutombo, the coaching staff, they've got an almost collegiate atmosphere and environment. It's very familial. Like, one of the frustrating things is all these guys are new fathers, so they bond over that. There's kind of like this larger picture thing of becoming a Raptor. And I think we've been hurt so much that because he's brought us these moments, and that we are so thankful for these lightning rod moments in Toronto sports, no matter what Kawhi does from here on in, Kawhi Leonard's a Raptor and he's a Toronto sports legend.
Hey, Akil, we got to run, but can you pass a message on for me? Tell Drake not to pop any towels on players in the locker room during the finals, okay?
Stop it.
Right. I can't wait to see Drake on the sidelines. Oh, I got to be honest. In the finals.
He's half the show.
Oh, he's man. Crazy.
No, all right, no we doubt. Appreciate you.
Great stuff, man. And look, give my love to the fans. They might not want my love, but give them my love anyway. All right, brother.
How about this? If you ever come down here, I'll bring you on stage at Jurassic Park and you can tell them yourself.
Man, they going to try to
boo
kill
you. They'll boo you.
Will I get out of there alive? I'll do it.
That's a Canadian promise.
All right, cool. And I even said when I made that comment that I love Toronto as a city. So you got to bet, man. When I come there, I'm definitely looking you up.
Is that a full promise with the Canadian exchange rate or not? I just want to know.
Full promise, he gets extra. What do you guys got, 30% more than us?
Yeah, yes. All right. Just want to make sure. Appreciate you.
All right, Akil. Thanks, man. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, guys.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.